Go, go, go.
The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day. It's time for the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Can't deny it. I cannot. It's true.
Do you like big butts too?
Nobody asked you tonight.
Big butts. I like.
Watch what you say here.
I like shapely, proportional butts,
like Hugh Jackman's.
Yeah, well,
if you want to say that,
sure. I don't.
I saw Hugh Jackman's butt this weekend.
Oh, you saw X-Men?
Yeah, right.
Featuring Hugh Jackman's butt.
Right.
I did see. What are you talking about?
I was never an ass person until like this one girl I dated, and she had a nice butt. I was like, oh, I get the hype now. Like, I never understood it before.
I don't believe the hype.
All right, so here's the situation. I want to explain this before we get too far into things here, because I'm on vacation next week, and we want to give you guys new episodes. Stop chewing on the mic, Cordace. We want to give everybody new episodes as much as we possibly can. We are going to be doing slightly shorter episodes, like 30 to 40 minute episodes, but you will have new episodes Wednesday and Friday this week and Wednesday and Friday next week.
It's like speed dating for your mind.
Pretty much.
Oh, nice. That's cool. I like that.
I want to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We had two really good months back to back.
I bought a thing on Amazon. I'm super psyched.
Nice. Like I said, April was our best month, and May was a good month too. So yeah, everything's going very well with that. So thank you for doing that. If you haven't been, it's super simple. If you're gonna shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com, click that Shop Amazon tab, and go to town. That's all you got to do. Bookmark it from there as well.
No, I thought we didn't. Wait, don't go to town. Just go to Amazon.
Don't take your love to town. It's all good. It's all good.
Busy cat.
he's crazed.
Cat's all up in my business.
All over the thing. So how was everybody's weekend? Good?
Good.
Good?
I saw X-Men, so okay. I saw Hugh Jackman's butt.
So pretty.
He doesn't necessarily do it for me, generally speaking. Although there was like a frontal shot of him, not full frontal, but with like the little V, you know, muscle there.
Definitely.
That's a little bit sexy. Suggestive.
Really? The but V? I've the only. It's funny.
It can go both ways. Sometimes it's too much.
I was
you
at
know,
an improv show a while ago, and I remember someone referred to that as that weird V, and stuck. That terminology has stuck with me, and I find it hilarious.
It is weird, but I saw the X-Men movie. I wanted to see Maleficent, but
I heard that was really good.
But I lost that battle on what the movie choice was going to be. So I saw X-Men, which.
Who were you having a movie battle with?
I wasn't really having a battle. That I just
it lost the battle.
Wait, did you go by yourself?
No, I can't do that. I hate going movies by myself.
I lost the battle with myself.
I was bonding. Oh. I was bonding with Mr. Pickles over this because we both agreed. Like, I think I've said this in past shows. I can go out to eat by myself. Any restaurants, whatever. I'm comfortable with that. I can spend the day shopping by myself. I do whatever, travel, but I do not like going to movies by myself.
Huh.
Which I know, like, you like going to movies, right?
You know, I had never gone
you
to
don't
the
mind.
I had never gone by myself until middle of last year. I was like, there was a movie I wanted to see. There was nobody to go with me. I'm like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to go. And you know what? As long as you get there once the lights are out, you're not talking anyway. The experience isn't really that different than going with somebody other than you don't have anybody to talk about the movie with on your way out.
Yeah. That's true.
You
but
can tweet about it.
I learned that I...
Make a tweet.
So I do this geek comedy show, which might make you think that I've seen X-Men movies before, but I haven't. This is the very first
this is
X-Men
the first
movie
one.
That I've ever seen.
Wow.
And so it was good. I don't know.
A little like, lost about stuff.
I think it had a lot. I mean, it was an enjoyable film. However, I have a feeling if you knew, you know, jack shit about the X-Men, it probably was better.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that if you've seen all of the recent X-Men movies, there's references back to things in that.
Yeah.
And if you haven't, there's going to be stuff that's going to go over your head.
I mean, and not without, I don't think this spoils it at all, but Ellen Page, her entire like role in that. See, now I got Diana's like, what? Mm-hmm. Ellen Page. Mm-hmm. Her entire role in that film is just sort of sitting and crying for 2 hours.
That's
like
delightful.
She's doing something. She's using her powers, but she doesn't do anything else except sit there.
Her crying was justified.
No, it was great. She did great. I mean, she was fantastic, but it was sort of, it was other characters' movies, and there were very high profile actors and actresses who just were in it ever so briefly.
Yeah, I heard that. So, I heard there were a lot of very
it was
quick
enjoyable
shots.
But you know,
so would let out of 5 stars, how many stars?
I don't know. I don't feel like I can. I feel like it's not fair for me to give it a star rating. I mean, I'd give it like 3 stars for being an entertaining way to pass an afternoon, you know, but
so it's at least it's probably 3+.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I don't know. You got to find somebody who knows something about this kind of stuff.
Ted, how was your weekend? You've been a single man for the past little bit with Becca in New York.
It's been fine. I've been spending time outside at the FEI Nature Center, just taking pictures of animals and strolling and, I don't know, contemplating, I guess. So nothing too exciting to report, but
okay,
that's what I've been doing.
Diana, anything exciting? Anything good?
I had a great weekend. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, though.
All right, moving on.
But no, hold on. What else did I do this week? Oh, well, I'll talk about the one thing that I think I can do, or I can say. I went to the drive-ins for the first time.
Oh, I've never done that.
That was exciting.
What?
Look, they closed them. There aren't anywhere I grew up. Like, they don't exist.
Well, there's one like 8 miles from where you live.
I know.
But it was really cool. Like, I had a good time. We watched The Neighbors, which I enjoy because I like staring at Zac Efron.
Okay, he is kind of like a chick.
Yeah.
What?
A pretty, pretty man, I guess. What?
That's what I said.
But the movie itself was like, okay, it's like one of those, like, I feel like
we luckily have worked.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Oh, I was talking about this with the person I saw the movies with, the movie with, and I feel like now comedies especially is just like a whole bunch of actors just get together with their other actor friends and smoke a whole lot of weed and drink a lot of alcohol and just like, let's make a movie. And that's
nice
what it was.
If you can get it.
Well, yeah, if it's that's Seth Rogen, that's his whole thing.
Okay, so that is a Seth Rogen thing. All right.
Yeah.
So it was kind of the same idea. There's a couple good lines in there that I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. But overall, it was just, I don't know. The second movie we were supposed to watch was A Million Ways to Die or whatever.
A Million Ways to Die in the West. I did see that.
I kind of want to see that.
Well, we'll talk about that coming up, I think, on Friday's show.
But okay. I didn't watch it.
Was it too late?
So spoiler alert for Friday.
Oh. Well, I was just going to give my brief review of it.
I hope you say it's amazing so I can make the person that, well, I can't make her feel bad, but she was tired and she was sunburned and she was in pain. And I was like, I'll just take you home.
Yeah,
but
you don't want to. That's not a movie you want to see when you're like not feeling.
No, she was like, I'm just going to fall asleep. I'm like, and now I feel like a dick just keeping you here. So I missed the movie.
Yeah. So my weekend, I had a weird weekend. So Saturday I got up and I'll skip all the boring stuff. I decided I wanted to go for a drive. You know those days you just want to go for a drive out somewhere. So I shot.
You had the best, I'll just say to preface, you had like the most interesting Facebook feed all weekend.
Oh, okay. Because
it was just like random observations of like, where's Nate now? What's Nate doing now?
I literally this weekend went everywhere from the Motherlode to the Bay Area. But Saturday, I wanted to go somewhere, so I'm like, oh, I just want to do something. So I messaged my friend Leslie, and she's like, yeah, sure, where do you want to go? And I said, I've never been to Jackson. I don't know why I've wanted to go to Jackson. There's no fucking reason to want to go there.
Sometimes you just got to go to Jackson.
It's a Johnny Cash song.
It is.
There you go.
But so get in the car once I get done with the oil change and all that other happy stuff, and head up to Jackson and walk around. And by the way, if you're thinking of going to Jackson, here's what they have in Jackson. Several, and I mean several, antique stores with stuff that you don't want in historic Jackson. It's a nice little walk down the street and back. It's fine. So we did that, and then we headed out of town. So the loop was going to be out to Jackson, then down through, and then back over on Highway 12 and back up through Lodi, maybe stop at a winery, whatever.
Sure.
So again, almost to Lodi, and I see this winery as I'm driving, and I'm like, I almost went past it, so I sort of slammed on the brakes, pull into the winery. I forget which one it was, and we get out of the car, and we're walking in, and her phone rings, and it's her dad's phone calling, except it's not her dad, and it's one of his motorcycle club friends.
Oh no!
And he was in an accident.
Oh shit!
Oh, boy.
And so finally, you get the whole thing. It's like, where is he? What's going on? We're bringing him to the hospital in Jackson.
Weird.
So
back in the car.
Back in the car. drive the, and we were only a half hour away from Jackson at this point. So we turned around, got in the car, went back through. I got to go through Ione, too, because we went the other way.
Ione's exciting.
It is. Been there. My God. They have a Walmart. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't say that about Jackson. so we got back there, and basically we got to the hospital 10 minutes after he did. So we made really good time. I don't know why my cats are just going nuts. What just happened there?
I don't know, but Christiana got caught in the crossfire.
I stuck my foot out to like get his attention.
And
like,
you frightened him.
All I saw was two cats flying at me.
I've never seen that jump so fucking high.
Okay, so...
They look really embarrassed and startled.
Sorry, it's chaos in the studio.
So what happened is Hef, my large black cat, was walking over there, and Diana reached her foot out to get his attention, and she scared him, and he jumped up into the air.
And at me.
And in Christiana's direction. Hit the coffee table, which jostled everything around, because he's like 16 pounds of cat. I did. He got a good 2.5 feet in the air.
That's probably the highest ever.
And the other thing was, my other cat, Ace, was sitting right near Christiana's feet. So he was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then there was a little fight. Yeah, I was like,
What's going on, Hef? Hef is like,
okay.
Hef has not calmed down yet. He's still, don't make any sudden movements, Hef, because you gotta.
I feel like such a dick.
It's okay. It's all the excitement he gets all day.
No, but then like they were fighting, or they were like kind of pacing around each other, like that stare off.
Yeah, that's
and
what
then
they, do.
They stopped. And so I was like, okay, play with me instead.
Oh, that's why. So he was afraid somebody was attacking him from the rear. Okay. No wonder he jumped.
It's a two-front war.
Oh, my God. Oh,
so anyway, we get to the hospital, and she goes in. And long story short, we when they brought him in for x-rays, we went to get something to eat at Jackson Rancheria, which, by the way, huge casino.
I was
going
to say, like, when you started the story, I was like, wait, didn't you go to the thing? Because why wouldn't you go? That's what's in Jackson.
Right. Well, we went to the casino to eat while he was getting x-rayed.
Did you go to the buffet?
No.
Oh.
No, we did not. What?
Oh, that's a letdown?
No, I did not. But they do have this one thing. This is something I do want to do, and I think I need to get a hotel room there to do this.
Wait, what?
Properly.
Get a room.
They have from 4 to 10 on Saturdays, and all you can eat steak and lobster and crab and some other kind of meat buffet.
You should get a room, because if that goes wrong in any way,
exactly.
Listen,
it's like a casino too. The chances of that going wrong are very high.
Because the bottom line is, if you go and there's that much, it's like all whatever you want for steak and whatever. It's like when you finish there, you're not going to be in any shape to drive the hour back.
Mm-mm.
It's like I'm just going to need to go lay down and go.
Hopefully that's all you.
So how much was it?
$25.
Oh, that's a good value.
So that's a very good value.
Was your friend's dad okay?
Well,
that too.
Yeah,
that's more than this buffet.
So we're back to the hotel. By the way, the
you're
little
like, ha 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 ha. Wait, somebody's in the hospital. Still, you guys in the story.
We get back to the hospital, and the Sutter Hospital in Jackson is actually a really nice little hospital. Everybody's really cool there. He ended up with a broken arm and a broken leg on opposite sides.
No.
Which, although you can use a cane that way.
It's your balance.
Yeah, because you want to have the cane. So we were able to put him in the car, and we were able to bring him home that night.
Wow,
so,
that's good.
Yeah, because considering a motorcycle accident with someone of that age, and you're able to get in a car and drive home that night, that's a good outcome. So it's gonna be a little rough for a few weeks, but all in all, everything went really wrong, but also went really. It's one of those things where everything goes really wrong, but
in the right way
on the back end. Like, you know, it could have been worse, because I had the opportunity to go to Bottle Rock Napa. We could have been at Bottle Rock in Napa when that happened, and we would have been 2.5 hours from Jackson, as opposed to 30 minutes. That whole accident, that could have gone horribly wrong in the other way. I mean, there's just a lot of things. We happened to be close by. The accident happened to be not too tremendously serious, considering all things considered. So it was just one of those days, and just a very long day. And then Sunday... I met Hootie and Mrs. Hootie at the in Oakland for an A's game. Took Bart because that's what you do.
Sure.
And watched the Angels get swept. So that sucked. And by the way, I fucking hate the Coliseum.
Yeah.
I also hate the hoity-toity security guard who came up to me. Because by the way, there's not a fucking cup holder in the place. I'm sitting and they have this thing. It's like, oh, no, don't put your drink on the ledge in front of you because you might. And she comes up. She goes, don't put your drink on the ledge in front of you. And I said, oh, OK, I'm sorry. And I picked it up and apologized. And she couldn't leave it at that. She then had to chastise me like I was a 4-year-old, you know, because you could knock it over. And that would be an expensive shower for the people down below you. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I know. I paid the $11 for the beer.
Aww. Fucking $11 for a beer?
$11 for a beer.
Stadium, man.
Oh, in a souvenir cup. Here's the hustle in Oakland. The hustle in Oakland is the tickets aren't that expensive, but everything once you get in there is ass rapey high.
Is it really higher than any other stadium?
Yeah, a little bit. It's actually more expensive for food and stuff like that than it is in San Francisco.
Hmm.
Or as expensive.
That's crazy.
And especially like if you want to buy a t-shirt, the cheapest t-shirt's like $32.
Ooh.
Yeah, so anyway. And then took Bart back and drove back and all that jazz. But I got home Sunday night and I laid down. I checked a score on my phone. I laid down on my bed for a second. It's like 7 o'clock. And then the next thing I know, I woke up and it was 9:30. So I just passed out.
9:30 a.m.
P.m.
That $11 beer just went to your head.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was what it was. Here's the other thing about the Coliseum, because it's all closed in. There's no air circulation. And we're in the sun in the outfield, so it was just like really brutally hot. Just
that doesn't sound like fun.
It was not fun. It was not fun.
People do that.
Well, it's normally fun.
Go to baseball
it wasn't
games.
Fun.
I guess.
All right, so
I don't like doing activities where the alcohol is expensive.
Oh,
that's everything.
I found
though.
Out I probably have a drinking problem this weekend. That was another thing that I've.
Is the problem it's too expensive?
That's the problem.
It's probably
that's the problem.
I can't afford it. this just leaked on the internet today. You know, there's crowd surfing at concerts and stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
I'm aware it exists.
Well, the lead singer of Stained. Saw a girl who was crowd surfing who was getting a little bit more terrible attention than she should have been getting. So he stopped the concert and called the people out who were letting fingers probe where they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
When I'm gone. All right, listen up, you fucking assholes. That fucking girl like that right there is like 15 fucking years old, and you fucking pieces of shit are molesting her while she's on the fucking crowd. Ooh. Your fucking mothers should be ashamed of themselves, you pieces of shit.
Wow. Good job.
You should all be fucking beaten down by everyone around you for being fucking pieces of shit.
Okay, too far.
If I fucking see that shit again, I swear to God, I will point you out in the crowd and have everyone around you beat your fucking ass.
Go ahead, Mike.
Feel free to crowd surf safely.
So wow. that was it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he said something, but I don't know about getting all the crowd riled up to beat the shit out of somebody.
Got a lot of devil horns too. So people were very excited, like devil horn excited, like woo, devil horns. When he said, yeah, don't do shit like that. What's wrong with you people?
It kind of threw me off when he was like, yeah, fucking assholes. And people started cheering. I'm like, I don't think that's where he was going, guys.
Like, it's like the audio equivalent of that. Like, do you like the post where you just agree you don't like what was said on Facebook, you know,
right.
But you want to like, you like it to acknowledge that you're, you know, it's awkward.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Like a double
I'm
negative.
Glad someone says, you know, Iggy Azalea, she doesn't do anything in the crowd anymore because she's been like, inappropriately
finger banged.
Yes.
Okay, well, so call it what it is, Ted.
Oh, call what you want. I'm just imagining people doing that to some person who's in the crowd surfing. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just like, that's why people are so... I lose faith in humanity sometimes. Like, why? 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 But it's
already, I know it!
I think it's really cool that he said something. That's really awesome. And I wasn't a fan before, mainly because I'm not aware of his music, but I might go check it out now.
It's still not good music, but okay. Good for him. A Norwegian artist, though, claims to have consumed the meat off his own hip bone, and he said it tasted like wild sheep.
What the fuck?
What?
Wild sheep? That's a very specific kind of sheep.
Mm-hmm. Alexander Selvik Wangshol, who's 25, was born with a hip deformity and had to have an operation to replace one of them. He filmed the operation and displayed the removed hip bone at his graduation show at the Tromso Academy of Art. At the show, he told Norwegian newspaper Nordlys that he also consumed some of the flesh attached to the bone. The artist said he boiled the bone to remove the meat and then ate it with a side of potato gratin and a glass of wine.
That's a nice Chianti. There you go.
To quote, I made myself dinner while my girlfriend was at work. I just resolved to have this really nice moment with me and my hip bone.
That's gross.
The local asked Wenchel if his claim was a hoax, but he told them it's true. He also said the process of mowing down on his hip flesh was therapeutic. Quote, the hip bone had been such a problem for me for over 20 years, and it was just a way of making it better again. It's not the first time performance art has gone weird. Japanese artist Mao Sugiyama was charged with indecent exposure after he allegedly cooked and served his own severed genitals to a group of cannibalistic diners who paid about $250 each for the privilege.
That's all he charged for that?
Well, you know.
I figured
we talk about how people bought that. What the?
I know, but seriously, $250.
Listen, it's Japan.
And did he? I'd want like proof. I'd be like, you need to drop trial and show me this is your genitals now, and you're not just faking it with some like cow testicles.
As a performance artist, he probably did. I don't know.
People are stupid.
Yeah. Well, Christiana, take a look at this guy's face. Does he look like?
I don't want to.
Well, it's
gonna be
face.
In my dreams. don't even see it.
I ate my hip.
I can't. So, I heard my friend was really obsessed with serial killers in high school, and he told me about this guy that put a Craigslist ad or an ad out saying that like he can cook their penis or some shit, and he did that, and like people sign up for the shit, and the people do. I don't know why people. I'm kind of a vegetarian now. That shit just happened. I'm just like,
what?
It's so weird. It's weird. The thinking meat. Oh, nasty.
Well, perhaps critics and audiences have come to an agreement on Adam Sandler movies. Blended was savaged in reviews and ignored by audiences. It was rated PG-13, earned an estimated $18.2 million over the four-day Memorial Day weekend, and $14.2 million during the traditional three-day frame. Total ranks as Sandler's worst wide release opening for a live-action PG-13 movie since Spanglish. Spanglish. The last traditional Adam Sandler comedy with a debut weekend as low as Blended was Little Nicky.
Oh, jeez.
Which was also...
That was horrible.
That was the start of the end of Adam Sandler being
good
in movies.
Why does he keep trying?
Well, he did admit that he now picks movie projects for places he'd like to go on vacation.
Oh, that's clever.
Is it?
Because you couldn't afford a vacation otherwise.
Right, because he only makes $20 million a movie. Here are some of the highlights from the New York Times film critic A.O. Scott. His review, because life is short and I have other things to be upset about, I will not dwell on the offensive aspects of Blended, the new Adam Sandler comedy, its retrograde gender politics, its delight and humiliation of children, its quasi-zoological depiction of Africans as servile, dancing, drum-playing simpletons. Also, in my capacity as a film critic, I find myself more bothered by the sheer audience-insulting incompetence of the filmmaking and writing. Duty compels me to identify Frank Corsi as the director and Ivan Menchel and Claire Sarah as the authors of the script.
Duty. Good one. No, sorry.
Most of Blended has the look and pacing of a three-camera sitcom filmed by a bunch of eighth graders and conceived by their less bright classmates. Also, there are comedians who mine their own insecurities for material. Mr. Sandler, in his recent films, compensates for this by building his monuments to his own ego.
Isn't this the one with Drew Barrymore?
Mm-hmm. The tragedy is that Ms. Barrymore, who has brought out the best in Mr. Sandler in their previous collaborations, like The Wedding Singer, which I actually really enjoyed.
That was a good movie.
is here sacrificed at the altar of his showboating narcissism.
Yeah.
Blended is rated PG-13. Parents strongly caution, it will make your children stupid. And here was his tweet. This was almost 2 hours of my life. I think we just got more laughs than the entire movie.
I think we did.
So yeah, good for Sandler for getting skewered on that one. Oregon State Police say a 19-year-old man caused a 3-car crash when he fainted, holding his breath as he drove through a tunnel.
So
Becca and I do that, but we haven't passed out yet.
I think you should like just give up.
Yeah, probably.
If like, because I do that, I hold my breath and like do, because it's like I like to believe hopes and dreams and wishes are still a thing.
Oh, you're still young.
Yeah, just like young and naive.
Young and naive.
But
what?
But I feel like after a certain point, when you think you're gonna pass out, you just give up.
I realize you really could pass out holding your own breath. That's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it right now.
A whole new level of stupidity.
And this, yeah, stupidity and determination.
Well, unfortunately, he did hurt other people. According to the news release, Daniel J. Calhoun of Snohomish, Washington, told investigators he fainted while holding his breath in the Highway 26 tunnel near the community of Manning. His car, which was a 1990 Toyota Camry, drifted across the center line and crashed head-on with a Ford Explorer.
Oh, gravy.
Both vehicles struck the tunnel walls before the pickup hit the Camry. Four people, including Calhoun and his passenger, 19-year-old Bradley Mayring of Edmonds, Washington, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Police say that Calhoun has been cited for reckless driving, 3 counts of reckless endangerment, and fourth-degree assault. Yeah, apparently some people hold their breaths in tunnels as part of a game or superstition.
It's a superstition thing.
Yeah,
it's
you like make a wish.
Thing. Yeah, you make a wish.
Like that, but,
well. I do it on tunnels where I'm not driving or where I know the length.
And you're not going to go ahead and pass out on them?
Yeah, that'd be negative.
Yeah, there's traffic in the tunnel. Just take a breath, people. That's my advice.
Okay, that's my favorite. If there's traffic
you'll get
in the tunnel,
time,
just don't.
Just take a breath. There should be like one of those digital signs that just reminds people, you know, the click it or ticket signs.
Yeah.
If there's traffic,
breathe. Oh my God.
It should just come on automatically. Breathe.
If society ever gets to that point where that's going to be above the tunnel, I'm just going to quit.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking pack up my shit, live in the forest. That's it.
Yeah. We're almost there.
Probably a good move. Yeah,
really.
Hold on.
Derp.
They act.
There we go.
We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool, art. Ted.
Art is cool. Unless it's eating your own flesh.
Diana?
No. Tool. That was nasty. And then that reminded me when the lady shat her fucking eggs or whatever in her vagina.
Her paintballs.
No.
Ew.
Christiana?
Art is cool. That is not cool. That is tool.
Art is cool. Performance art is tool.
Ah.
No. Some performance art's okay.
That's true.
I defy you to prove that.
Ooh. Challenge.
Well, I'd say that some is less problematic. How about that? Even if it's not cool, there's some that's at least benign and not semi-turning. And that's what I'm going for with art. Like, I hope to achieve benign. Hey, you're not actively grossing anyone out. Good job, artist.
Up next in cooler tool, Adam Sandler. Diana.
Tool. I mean, cool. I guess it's smart. You might as well just... Yeah, I guess I'll go with cool. That's smart.
Christiana?
Adam Sandler. Tool. I don't love his stuff.
I mean, I don't like...
Ted?
Yeah, I think after, Punch Drunk Love, maybe? Yeah, tool.
Yeah, Adam Sandler's a tool.
Meaning I like that movie, but since then...
Well, if they're paying you to go on vacation, are you really going to say no after a certain point when you already lost all artistic integrity? Well, you might as well just get paid.
Just don't lose your integrity, or just try and reinvent yourself. He can do things. He's proven he can do things. Why settle for this bullshit when you can actually, you know, work and make something good?
Okay, fine. I changed my vote.
I liked Big Daddy.
Yeah, there's a couple.
That was before Little Nicky, right?
Yeah, yeah. Little Nicky is really where everything fell apart.
When Sandler's not... I feel about him the way I feel about Jim Carrey. They're not being Jim Carrey TM or Adam Sandler TM. Like, I like it, you know, when they're outside of that mold. You know, totally. Happy Madison's not really my... Or Happy...
Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison.
I love Happy Gilmore.
The production company's fine.
Love Happy Gilmore. And finally, in cooler tool, superstitions. Christiana.
Very superstitious. Superstitions are fun until they become OCD-like compulsions, and then they're tool. So overall, I guess, tool.
Diana?
Tool.
Ted?
I guess I'll have to lean toward Tool and superstitions.
Yeah. Yeah, superstitions, unless you're one of the natives, give it up. You know, if you don't know any better, that's one thing, but it's the 21st century now. Let's dial back on the superstitions.
One of the natives?
Superstitious natives.
He's a native of Snohomish, and that was his tradition.
The Snohomish tradition.
The Snohomishian tradition of holding your breath.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Breathe.
Breathe, for God's sake.
Anyway.
Are you in labor?
I went Le Mans on you.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that was performance art, Nate.
Thank you.
I don't know.
There are odd things happening in the state of Washington. Radio DJ Casey Kasem was brought there by his crazy wife against his other family's wishes. There was a judge's order saying that he had to be brought back to L.A. His daughter could see him, bring him to the doctor of her choice, a daughter from previous marriage. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital on Sunday against his wife Jean Kasem's wishes. Apparently, she threw raw meat at Casey's daughter and cited a King James verse from the Bible. That's according to a spokesperson. It happened after Carrie called an ambulance to take her dad to the hospital. Jean Kasem has been fighting her husband's daughters about his care, and a Kitsap County judge ruled Casey's daughter, Carrie, could have him seen by a doctor of her choice. Carrie has temporary control of Casey's medical care. The family is going to be back in court on Friday. There is a little clip here. Let's see if we'll see if we can hear it. It's from Q13 Fox in Seattle. It may or may not play because there's a lot of people watching this. She's not good at throwing meat. She throws like a girl.
But why? What's the quote that has to do with throwing meat at somebody?
She's nuts.
Don't throw meat at people.
She said, in the order of King David, go ahead and take me. In the order of King David, I throw this piece of meat to you. To the dogs. To the dogs.
Oh, James.
You know, I think this King is a James. Good time to say it's important to have advanced directives. Settle this up long before you go slightly crazy so that if your family's also crazy, they don't end up being in charge of your care.
I know it.
Exactly.
That's the more you true. Know.
So bad things with Casey Kasem. And finally, in this episode of the show, because like I said, we're going to go a little shorter for you so we can do new shows. These are 15 actors you might not have known were Republicans. Get ready, America. They're not all liberals in Hollywood. Vince Vaughn is a Republican. Did you know that, Ted?
I didn't know. I didn't really care.
Vince Vaughn is a Republican.
I'm not surprised to hear it for some reason, but whatever.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, Dwayne.
That's the one you care about. Really?
Yes, it's The Rock. He's a hero to millions.
He is. It's
and
true.
And now he's...
Yeah, he was invited to speak at the 2000 election campaign and endorsed Republican candidate George W. Bush during his two election campaigns. He's also attended a number of Republican national conventions.
Oh, man.
James Earl Jones, also
really?
A Republican.
He's Darth Vader, Jones? You guys. Duh.
Oh, I was going to say, who the fuck is that?
This is GOP. Anyway.
Doesn't he the voice for CNN, though?
That's why I did This is GOP. Tim.
I know, but that's ironic.
I know, right? Because they're so liberal.
It's the Clinton News Network. Still, I don't know.
Sylvester Stallone, also a Republican.
Makes
complete sense to me.
Yeah. Not surprised.
No, that's not surprising.
He pals around with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bruce Willis, also a Republican. Again, Planet Hollywood partners. All Republicans. Heather Locklear. I did not see that one coming, but...
What'd she do again?
She was on Melrose Place, and she was married to Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora.
So nothing really.
She was an actress who married rock stars.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Hot,
then.
Hot 80s and 90s blonde.
Yeah, Baker? I remember her being like supposed to be like hot or something.
Robert Duvall is a Republican, but he's really old, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
Moving forward, Shannon Doherty.
Doesn't really matter.
No.
I was going to say, matter. Does not.
No, they all get one vote like the rest of us. Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah. That must I'm sure be... one of the Baldwins would be.
Yeah. Is he the born again
he's
Baldwin?
He's got to balance out.
The born again
Alec.
Baldwin.
Well, there's a born again Baldwin. I think he's the one. LL Cool J.
That one hurts.
Really?
LL
you know what?
Cool
is
J.
that true?
How could that be true?
When I went to the youth inaugural ball in 1998,
oh
for the Clinton second inaugural.
I'm going to look it up.
Or 1997.
Well, here's...
He performed there. I mean, which, it's not like you have to be one thing or the other. But
you can be a Republican. I think it's like misleading to say Republican because they can be socially liberal too.
Yeah.
But they just might care about their money more. I've met a lot of Republicans like that.
Well,
like
he did advocate violence with like Mama Said Knock You Out. which...
really? We're really...
He backed a Republican candidate in the elections of 2002, supporting Republican Governor George Pataki in New York. George Pataki was
a wobbler.
He's not a super conservative Republican.
Do we know, did they look up registration or are they just going based on public endorsement?
They're sort of going by public endorsement.
You can look up, you'd have to look up their registration to really know.
Yeah. Kristen Chenoweth, who has one of the most annoying voices ever.
Ironic considering her long-term love affair with the what's-his-bucket from... Oh, my God, it's gone. Showrunner, West Wing, Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, she's...
She was an Aaron Sorkin muse for a while.
Jacqueline Smith from... What was that again? Oh yeah, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
And Kmart. They're really digging to get celebrities in this little list, aren't they?
Listen, Ted, once a celebrity, always a celebrity.
Tony Danza.
Who's the boss, Ted?
Tony Danza?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or I think Angela's the boss, actually.
Yeah.
We saw that riddle.
That was
the
question. By the way, the best part of the movie Don John is Tony Danza as the dad. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
It's not a great movie.
It's
I saw
not.
It in the theater.
It took me like several times.
It's on Netflix now.
It is. It's not that good. There's a lot of porn sex.
Wait, what? Don John?
I'm sorry, so I shouldn't watch it?
No, it's not like good sex. It's just porn sex. It's like fake sex.
I'm not sure. You're selling the wrong point.
Well, I think you might enjoy it because there is the Catholic aspect of it. So there's that part you would identify with.
He goes to church and like confesses his... You know, actually, yeah. It's actually... I think if there was like more to the actual plot and movie, like if they like went more into the plot instead of just porn...
Yeah,
it would have been good. Like the idea was there. I think like the towards
poor
the
execution.
Middle. Yeah, it was poor execution because from the middle on, I enjoyed it.
There were parts I found enjoyable as a whole. The one thing I found that really pissed me off was his sister was essentially a ripoff of Silent Bob from Jay and Silent Bob. Bitch said nothing the whole fucking movie and then came out with something profound at the end.
Gender neutral bitch.
No, I meant like don't ruin parts of the movie so much.
No, well, it's not really ruined.
I mean, that's kind of one of the things you would have figured out.
James Caan.
Not surprising.
And here's one for you, Ted.
For me?
Adam Sandler is a Republican.
Tool.
You know what? You know who's not on that list that always gets me? I don't know why it makes me extra sad, probably because I'm like a 90s chick. Stacey Dash.
Who's that?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
She's Dion from Clueless.
Yeah, she's an African American actress.
She's a super Republican.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I think she's going to be like a Fox News commentator or somebody.
Oh, that
makes
hurts me. But this is my jam, though. Hey.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. A little bit abbreviated because vacation and shit.
Vacation anyway.
Kind of breaking the song sometimes. Doesn't this song sound like Gwen Stefani singing on it?
Don't say that ever again.
It sounds like a rip on a Gwen Stefani song.
Fight.
I want to agree with you.
I'm so fancy. It sounds like a derivative.
The logical part of me wants to agree with you, but my heart says don't ever say
it. I'm saying it's derivative.
It is. I mean,
Gwen
everything
Stefani.
After Inspired. A certain point, everything is derivative. I mean, like, you know.
Cheap knockoff?
Yeah, like Lady Gaga, Madonna.
Ain't no holla back girl. No, ain't no holla back girl.
I can't unsee that. I mean, you guys can unhear that. Like, you can't unsee what I just heard, what y'all just heard.
Aw. Can't unsee what y'all just heard.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's deep. Anyway, this is Izzy, what's her name?
Iggy Azalea.
Just fucking with you.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're done. We're done with this show. We're done.
The song's called Fancy.
Wrap it the fuck up.
Yeah. We'll see you on Friday with another episode. Bye then.
Bye everybody. Do that. Put that paper over all. I thought you knew that. I'll be the IGGY. Put my name in ball. I've been working. I'm up in here with some change to throw. I'm so fancy. You already know. I'm in the fast lane.
how you love that. Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Slaying these hoes, go trigger on a gun like.
GG, what?